Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is presented by the Riverstone Retirement Communities of Oak Park and Bridlewood Trails, your complete continuum of care.
Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us every morning at this time, right after the 6:52 business news on 580 CFRA. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
This is a story out of Vienna that a new antibody is offering hope against ovarian cancer. What can you tell us?
Well, this deals with a mechanism the body has to try to destroy cells that become cancerous or cells that become dysfunctional. The process, the fancy term for it, is called apoptosis, which simply means cell suicide. And there are genetic programs in the cells that, when switched on or activated, cause the cell to die. With respect to ovarian cancer, this particular program is prevented from running. And there are normal triggers to get this program to run, literally like flipping a switch, which is done by a specific protein that the body will produce to send to the cell to tell the cell to die. And so what the cancer does is it outsmarts it and says, no, we're not going to allow this switch to occur, and the cell continues to survive. So this particular study that was done at the University Clinic for Internal Medicine at the Vienna General Hospital said, okay, what can we use? Is there anything that we can use that the body normally would produce that can help the protein that triggers the program to turn on, that little switch to turn on? Is there something that we can use to actually do that? And they did find an antibody, it's called a monoclonal antibody, that works with the cells that the body produces to kill these cancer cells, that helps the switch turn on. And when they combine these two things together, the protein that turns the switch on and the antibody that they found, they found that in cell cultures and in certain animal models, they were able to trigger that program or that suicide program in the ovarian cancer cell that caused that cell to die. And so this is an understanding of the mechanisms of how the disease progresses, how the disease works. And by understanding this and now using this particular protein, they may be able to develop other means of trying to kill these cancer cells. They even found that the cancer cells, which have a resistance to certain chemotherapy agents, when you use this particular protein and monoclonal antibody, when you use these together, it actually enhanced the action of the chemotherapy agent and killed the cell as well. So it's very preliminary. It's just been shown in cell cultures and in certain animal models. It hasn't been used in humans yet, but it still provides an understanding of the mechanism that moves our understanding forward to try and kill the ovarian cancer.
Wow.
It's actually quite exciting when you think about how they're understanding. This is the genetics of cancer, so and proteins called genomics or pharmacogenomics, where they're understanding the genetic switches that are the levers that, you know, if you pull a certain number of levers in a certain way, you will turn the cell off and prevent it from reproducing. And so the more levers, the more proteins that you get to understand that contribute to this action, the better chance you have of outsmarting the cancer and finally eliminating its ability to resist these particular switches.
And most of this genetic knowledge has been unlocked in the last 5-6 years.
And that's what makes this very exciting, because It's exponential in terms of our understanding.
Thank you, Doctor.
You're very welcome, Steve.